brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Another very important broadcast lined up for the listeners today. Charlie Sheen popping in for an update on our attempt to put 9/11 investigation on the front burner will be joining us in T-minus 30 minutes. 2 hours from now, Steve Quayle will be joining us with the latest updates on the flu, forced inoculations, and, of course, martial law. There are towns across the country, not just with regular Army, Marines, and National Guard being deployed on the streets in the name of police shortages, even though they've tripled the number of the police in the last 12 years or so. But now they have private mercenary police, unannounced to city councils, just arriving, calling themselves national police, quote, guarding local detention centers. So the private mercs are now being deployed around the country. This is confirmed. Steve Quayle called me frantically, and I missed his call last Friday. Then I got an alert from him Sunday about different towns having paramilitary private mercs deployed in them. And then this morning, Paul Watson had a big article on it. A bunch of mainstream media reported on it yesterday, but as if it's a wonderful good thing. And locals going, we don't know who this private national police force is, but they guard the local camp that was built. No one's in it. We don't know why the camp was built, but now they say they're the police in our town, too, and they're going to tell us what to do. You can't make this type of stuff up. It's just too off the charts, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I'm laughing because as if it isn't bad enough, they take blood at checkpoints without warrants in Texas now and many other areas of the country. As if it isn't bad enough that I have a news clip with the police chief of Pittsburgh and the police chief of Oakland in Pennsylvania both saying, look, you're not allowed to be on the streets. If you do, we attack you. There's no more protesting, no more meeting at parks. Martial law. And then they beat you in the head with billy clubs and hit you with sound cannons and tear gas canisters and rubber bullets if you don't. I mean, it's just amazing to see tyranny coming down on the American people with both feet. With the backdrop of endless terror alerts about the bust in Dallas and the bust in Illinois, and the FBI went out and created groups and found loners out of prison and told them they'd pay them money if they just help them build a bomb, just out provocateuring and entrapping so they can then get up and hype on the news and say that Iran's behind it and lie about Iran and say they had a secret facility when Iran's openly building centrifuge uranium enrichment centers for peaceful uses, the type of centrifuges they have, can't build, can't produce fissile material, 95% what they need for bombs. They make the announcement last week, hey, here's one of our new facilities, and they announce they had to admit their secret facility, we've caught them. Oh my gosh, we need to attack immediately with nuclear weapons. Oh boy. And they're announcing the end of the dollar, they're announcing world government, they're just running all over us like never before seen, saying they need 500,000 troops for Afghanistan. The left says, yay, that's peace. Obama's increasing troops, increasing contractors in Iraq, increasing troops in Afghanistan. It's liberal. He announces this week, yes, we will have permanent detention. We're expanding it and going to build FEMA centers in America, and we're not closing Guantanamo. Yay. I'm hiring nothing but lobbyists, and everything I do is secret. Yay. I'm expanding the Patriot Act that Bush got into place. Yeah, liberal. And if you don't like it, you're a right-wing racist. If you're not for torturing people, brown people in secret camps, you're racist. If you're not for expanding the abortion funding and infanticide funding in China and Africa, you're a racist. He's liberal. He's black. And all over the country, videos are coming in from North Carolina and Texas and New Jersey and California of kids worshiping Obama, much worse than the video we broke a month ago. I mean, it is downright absolute godlike worship. I mean, this is just, it's the worst tyranny I've ever seen, the most bizarre. It's almost satirical. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, Charlie Sheen's popping in later in the hour. We have Steve Quayle, breaking news on multi-fronts. He first told me about this last Friday. I was so busy finishing Fall of the Republic and getting it delivered for mass production, and on other issues, I kind of let it fall through the cracks, and then was reminded of it when it finally hit mainstream news yesterday, and we did a boil-down article at PrisonPlanet.com. Paul Watson, Montana town occupied by private paramilitary security force, announcing they're the police. And it doesn't matter what the mayor or anybody says, a detention center was built in the town with federal money. This is all on the local news. And then no one really knew what it was for. They said, oh, it'll be, you know, be for federal prisoners. And then now something called American Police Force has arrived with this bizarre Illuminati double eagle symbol. And they're just announcing that we are your police. And they put decals on the sides of their cars saying that they are the local police force with the name of the town on it. And this is happening in other areas of the country. They've used Blackwater in North Carolina. They're using Blackwater in California to raid marijuana dispensaries, even places that are supposedly legal. That was in the LA Times. This is Red Dawn in slow motion. They're just conquering America without blowing their trumpet and announcing it. This is a covert operation. And it's been going on for a long time. Montana town occupied by private paramilitary security force. Organization's goal is to, quote, help U.S. government combat terrorism, patrols the streets of Hardin. A private security force whose biggest role is helping U.S. government to combat terrorism, that's on their own site, is now patrolling the streets of a town in Montana, acting as law enforcement, but accountable to nobody and operating completely outside the limitations of the U.S. Constitution in a chilling throwback to the brown shirts. The American Police Force Organization is a paramilitary unit that provides surveillance, investigative, and military services across the world, according to its website, which shows men dressed in military fatigues carrying machine guns. As part of our mission, APF plays a critical role in helping the U.S. government meet vital homeland security and national security defense needs. And because they're testing the public will probably bow down to them and start mowing their yards or trimming their toenails for them. I mean, that's how tyranny works. It's happening. Within the last 5 years, the United States has been far and away our number one client. Technologies, programs, and services performed by APF have played a very important role in U.S. military and civilian efforts to protect our homeland and combat terrorism, their website states. APF, or American Police Force, were originally contracted to provide security at a previously empty jail in Hardin. You look at it, it's a little FEMA center, barbed wire system they built. A small town of Montana. In fact, Watson calls that a jail. If you watch the newscast, it's a detention center, is what they call it on the local news. But are now patrolling the streets driving SUVs with police department printed on them, despite the fact that Hardin doesn't have a police department. American Police Force has no jurisdiction in the area because it is a private organization, not a police force. According to Two Rivers Authority officials, having the private security force patrol the streets was not part of their contract. And they have the local mayor on TV. I have no idea. I really don't, because that's not been part of any of the discussions we've had with any of them. Two Rivers Authority Al Peterson told KULR 8 News. And again, you can watch that newscast. I posted in the article, Montana town occupied by private paramilitary security firm. Peterson said that patrolling the streets was on a wish list of APF's, what, Captain Michael. So see, they just show up and announce, we're here to patrol. And they have hardened police on the side of their black SUVs. they're doing this everywhere, mainly Blackwater. This is bizarre. They've got this weird Illuminati double eagle symbol they use. I mean, unless they're Serbian, the only other use for it is a classic Illuminati New World Order symbol. The American Police Force is a shady outfit shrouded in suspicion, according to an Associated Press report. Questions over the legitimacy of the organization abound. Government contract databases show no record of the company. Security industry representatives and federal officials said they had never heard of it. On its website, the company lists its headquarters as a building in Washington near the White House that holds virtual offices. A spokesman for the building said American Police Force never completed its application to use the address. Sounds like a classic CIA cutout to me. Furthermore, APF was tasked with filling the empty Hardin jail with inmates without any clear indication of where those prisoners would come from. And you watch the newscast, we keep calling it a jail. They call it in the newscast, there's several of them, the detention center that was built. And then they just arrived, and no one knew what was going to go in the detention facility. It's unclear where the company will get the inmates for the jail. Montana says it isn't sending inmates to the jail, and neither are federal officials in the state, according to the report. Maybe the inmates will be local population of Hardin if American Police Force is allowed to continue to pose as law enforcement outfit in the town, which is exactly what they intend to do, at least for another month. And people commenting in the comment section of Prison Planet rightfully point out this is as banana republic as it gets. This is as hardcore third world as it gets. This is just like Iraq or Afghanistan, totally occupied by private mercs. And this is not the only case. This is happening all over the country. Having a private security force whose stated mission is to help the U.S. government combat terrorism, patrol the streets of small towns in America without even having the authority to do so from local authorities is obviously a frightening pretext and harkens back to private paramilitary forces that helped Adolf Hitler rise to power in Nazi Germany. Many fear that if martial law is declared in response to a flu pandemic or other emergency, private security forces such as APF will be used by government to oppress citizens by operating outside the law. This is completely unconstitutional and a flagrant threat to the liberty and security of the population of Hardin. The county sheriff is effectively breaking the law if he doesn't immediately kick APF out of the area and end the occupation of the town by a private paramilitary army. And we're going to go ahead and play this little local newscast, and then we have a blind spot. I tend to report things before they're mainstream news from government documents. And then once it becomes a big issue, we don't go back over it enough. I mean, I mention almost every day, watch out for the Gardasil shot. It's killed a lot of people, and we put up links to mainstream news. But I did about an hour of research last night, and my head was spinning. Literally, hundreds of newscasts on YouTube alone under the term Gardasil deaths, Gardasil illnesses, Gardasil adverse reactions. Hundreds. I mean, I couldn't watch them all. I ended up watching, I don't know, 20, 30, 40, I don't know. My wife said at about 1 o'clock, why don't you come to bed? You need to get your sleep. You're supposedly not going to be working as much for the next few months. I mean, my head is spinning right now, ladies and gentlemen. My head is absolutely, completely spinning because it was worse than I thought. There are deaths all over Scotland, all over England, all over Europe, all over the United States. There are giant women's groups and mainline groups fighting it, PTAs fighting it, mayors fighting it. Merck is in a lot of trouble, but they don't care. They put out Vioxx and everything else. This is part of their stratagem. They've already been given government liability protection. But here's the headline. Schoolgirl 14 dies and three classmates taken ill after being given new cervical cancer vaccine at one school. Another article, as you know, last week, they're threatening to take people's children if they complain. If their child dies or gets sick, they threaten to take the other kids if they don't shut up and sign forms agreeing to it. Even when they start dying from the second shot, they'll say, look, we're going to take your kids, take the third. There's not even a law. They just come with weapons in England. In the fourth hour today, I'm going to mainly just play testimonies of women and young girls who've had the shot, and they show videos of them, cheerleaders, you know, marathons, you name it. Now they can't walk. They're paralyzed, drool dripping out of their mouths. Photos, video of the hellish blood pouring out of them. I don't know if we're going to play that, but we're definitely going to link up to it. I mean, how do I sit here and calmly go over all of this and then be laughed at by the mainstream media while all of this is happening? So we're really going to spend an hour on this today because at least we can do something about this. We can't save the world. We don't have all the answers. There's too many issues to cover, but at least we can stop drinking fluoridated water and keep our girls, and now they want to force our boys to take this Gardasil live cancer virus. Let's go ahead and go to this video out of Hardin where they've got the troops patrolling around the private Mercs. We'll go to break and come back and cover other news. Stay with us.
All members of the American Police Force showed up in Hardin yesterday, driving vehicles with Hardin Police written on them. As Color 8's Nick Law reports, it created quite a stir, especially because Hardin doesn't have a city police department.
This was the talk of the town in Hardin on Thursday. Mercedes decked out in the city of Hardin Police Department decals and driven by American Police Force members. Two Rivers Authority officials say having APF patrol the streets was never part of their agenda.
You know, I have no idea. I really don't, because that's not anything that's been in the discussions that I've had with any of them.
As it stands now, the Bighorn County Sheriff's Department is contracted to patrol the city, and APF has no jurisdiction. If that was changed, Peterson claims it would have to go through the city council. As for the jail contract with APF, both sides are yet to agree on a deal, as bondholders rejected it again on Thursday morning.
No, it's a complicated issue. There's a lot of tax laws that they're working through, and we're just hoping now. We thought we were going to get it by Tuesday night. We're hoping now we can get it by Friday night.
And Two Rivers Authority officials say the contract only deals with the detention facility and the training center. There's no mention of a homeless shelter, animal shelter, or any other services for the area.
Well, you know, that was never in the contract to begin with. I think it was just kind of on a wish list of what Captain Michael wanted to do here.
American Police Force officials plan on staying in the Hardin area for the next month.
And that was Color 8's Nick Law reporting. The exact details of the contract talks between Two Rivers Authority and American Police Force remain under wraps.
Under wraps is it's covert. Can't let the terrorists, the American people, know. By the way, major newspaper, The Globe, is reporting that I am officially on the White House enemies list. That's been in the news. Then in the AP, they have an enemies list. I'm near the top of the list.
Attention all U.S. homeowners stuck in high interest rate mortgages. Are you finding it harder and harder to keep up with your monthly mortgage payments? Homeowners with all types of credit can now apply for FHA government-insured 30-year fixed rates as low as 4.875% from Top Dot Mortgage. With an FHA loan from Top Dot, you can consolidate debt, lower your mortgage payments, or get cash for any reason. I repeat, you can now refinance your current high interest rate mortgage to a 30-year fixed rate as low as 4.875%. You could save hundreds of dollars every month. Homeowners may call now to learn their fixed rate for free. 800-511-4300. You will hear your rate for free in just minutes. These rates are only available for a limited time, so act now. To find out your rate for free, call now. 800-511-4300. 800-511-4300. 800-511-4300. Top Dot is a licensed mortgage banker. Rates based on an APR of 5.20%.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
All over the United States, from Tennessee to New York State, they are not allowing conservative or libertarian kiosks. They give them the license at first. There are pro-Obama and anti-conservative kiosks around the nation. Those are fine. But malls all over the country are banning them. And this is in the news today, the latest article out of the Johnson City Press, no more business for no Obama salesman. And it says he has a business in the mall, and he's been told he's not allowed to have it. Now he's being kicked out. We see these articles every couple of days at different malls. Now, I just got a Globe World exclusive, and it came out a few weeks ago that the White House does have a big enemies list. And insiders have now leaked it. Livid president targets loudmouth Glenn Beck, singers Pat Boone and Toby Keith, and rival Sarah Palin. And they have the list. And guess who is number 24 on the list? This is front page of a big Canadian paper, and British papers are both reporting on this right now. Alex Jones, maker of the anti-Obama films, The Obama Deception and The Fall of the Republic, The Presidency of Barack Obama. I even beat out Michelle Malkin. She's number 25, author of Culture of Corruption, Obama and His Team of Tax Cheats, Crooks, and Cronies. Boy, this is not good news. I guess it is good news, depending on the way that you look at it. Under relentless assaults from a mob of vicious critics, President Barack Obama has drawn up a secret list of enemies he aims to take down one by one. That's the shocking word from political insiders who tell Globe the White House hit list contains 25 names so far, and it's topped by Fox TV host Glenn Beck, former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, Congressman Joe Uli Wilson, and author Larry Sinclair, who claims he was a gay tryst with Obama. Incredibly, ultra-religious pop legend Pat Boone, who sang the 1950s hit April Love, is also marked for action, as is country star Toby Keith, insiders say. Boone is part of a group claiming Obama's presidency is illegal. They insist he was born in Africa, not Hawaii, which would violate a constitutional clause requiring the commander-in-chief be a natural-born American. This is war, an insider tells Globe. Obama is going to do whatever he can to discredit these people. Yeah, they're attacking me mainly from alternative media, making up lies about me. But that actually only gets more listeners to find out the truth and hear the show. People hear the lies and tune in and find out what we really do here. So, yes, we're under a major attack. I don't get into it a lot on air, but all the stops have been pulled out against this office and what we do here. So pray for us, folks. The article goes on to say he wants them silenced. He is enraged by the constant attacks on his presidency and against him personally. He just had it. This has become a very personal for him. Iron-fisted First Lady Michelle is behind her husband's decision to go on the offensive, sources reveal. He's even held a strategy session with former President Bill Clinton, who is known as a slick political pit bull. Yeah, and to have people murdered, I would add, the Clinton death list, to discuss ways to destroy his most valuable and outspoken opponents. His most visible and outspoken opponents, sources say. Up until now, Obama has let his foes savage him mercilessly, even though insiders say Michelle has been urging him to fight back, fearing he'd be branded a wimp. Yeah, I've been seeing all the liberals on all the fake liberals, like all that Bill Maher. I watch that a lot when I'm on the treadmill because it's always re-airing on HBO. And he just constantly says, don't be a wimp, attack them, go after them, arrest them. But the leader of the free world shrugged off the attacks as part of his job. The final straw came when South Carolina Republican Wilson shouted out Uli on national TV as the president addressed Congress about his health care plan on September 9th. Obama was absolutely incensed by Wilson, sources say. That's when Obama said enough is enough. He's had it with President Nice Guy. He's going to fight back. Immediately after the Wilson incident, Michelle and the president's trusted inner circle got together and drafted the enemy's list. The source adds, the roster includes obvious critics like Wilson and conservative commentators like Rush Limbaugh and Bill O'Reilly, sources say. But talk show host Beck is the White House number one enemy. And for good reason, the sources say. Beck called Obama a racist. Well, he is part of a racist church. And said the insider. He said the president has a deep-seated hatred for white people and the white culture, and the U.S. is on its way to becoming a fascist state. Beck also labeled White House environmental advisor Van Jones as an avowed communist. Well, he admits he is. And a black nationalist had took him down. In early September, Jones was forced to resign after Beck dug up video in which Jones called Republicans bleepers, can't say it, and revealed Obama's appointee signed a petition for 9/11 truth. And it goes on for page after page. Well, this is pretty creepy, ladies and gentlemen. Not allowed to criticize Obama, have your kiosk shut down, banning free speech at the G20 in Pittsburgh, trying to forcibly inoculate people. He has school children under federal curriculum, worshiping him coast to coast, something out of Maoist China or Nazi Germany. Wow, I am very honored to be number 24 on the top 25 enemies.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose. Don't shake hands. And don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're here live. I'm Alex Jones. Joining us, popping in with an update on his quest for 9/11 truth, his request for the president to read his 20 bullet points in 20 minutes with the president, and his quest to get the media to not distort what he said but actually debate him on fair terms, Charlie Sheen joins us. Charlie Sheen, good to have you here.
Great to be here, Alex. How are you, man?
I'm great. I just told you about that I'm on the White House enemies list to, quote, be taken out politically. I'm number 25 on number 24 or 25.
Now what? How long is the list? How many names are on there, or do we even know?
25 people are on it.
Oh, so you're number 25.
No, I mean, I'm number 24 of 25. Yeah.
Ah, excellent. So you just made the cut. Congratulations, Alex. That's fabulous. Unbelievable. So these knuckleheads would compile a list, singling out people that are searching for the truth, that are asking these clowns to be accountable for their actions. It's just unbelievable. So this is the country we live in today. Fabulous. Fabulous.
It's amazing. And, you know, my film that the White House singles out exposes Bush and Obama and just says that Obama's continuing the wars, the Patriot Act, secret arrest, and that we wish Obama would keep his promises. And I guess I get on a list for this.
Yeah, you're not making anything up. You're just, you know, you're just pointing to the truth. That's all. Yikes. I mean, I guess I guess at this point in the game, it's better to be on the enemies list than the friends list, right?
Absolutely.
If you're on the friends list, you got to be employed by Wall Street, you know?
Absolutely. Charlie, let's get into your 20 minutes with the president. Mega viral all over the web, millions of views, and your message to the president, the video. The media attacked you. They distorted what you had to say. They never really mentioned your specific bullet points, like 6 of the 10 commission members saying that 9/11 was a cover-up, a hoax, a fraud, that there should be a criminal investigation.
Right.
I know this has been frustrating for you and I. Can you speak to that?
Well, yeah, it's exactly what we anticipated would happen, that they would attack the man and not the facts. But it got so blatant that I think they really showed their hand in how they treated it and how they behaved around it. And I think that I think that sends such a huge message right there that you and I put forth something that they just, as I said before, they couldn't disassemble, so they tried to disassemble me, you know?
Absolutely.
And it's a shame because, you know, we're not naked shouting from the top of a building, come debate us. We're just, you know, we're issuing a very calm and reasonable offer to just sit down in an open and fair debate forum and hash this thing out. And as you and I were talking yesterday, we did get a nibble. We got a nibble to O'Reilly's credit, but it's odd to put those two words in the same sentence, O'Reilly and credit. But it just, we haven't reached an agreement on the terms that we set forth.
And this afternoon, we're going to be publishing an article at PrisonPlanet.com that I and Paul Watson are going to be putting together. And specifically, now we can tell people what happened behind the scenes. Larry King Live contacted you, your publicist. They wanted to have you on, but then they couldn't find anybody to come on and debate you.
That's correct. Yeah.
From the other side, we have those emails.
Right, right.
We also then O'Reilly's people contacted and said, yeah, basically come on our show and we'll slap you around and turn your mic off. Basically, you said, no, we're going to be publishing that email. You said, no, we want to do it neutral, where I get 1 minute, you get 1 minute. Good Morning America looked at it and then backed off of it. I guess that's the nibble, because if they actually put you on TV, and they know this would be huge ratings, so there's no reason they shouldn't,
right,
except for the fact, as we talked about, I'm just paraphrasing, you know, your analysis that I think spot on, dead on, that they know your 20 points are too powerful and they don't want that discussed, and so they're turning down Charlie Sheen wanting to have a debate on national TV, which any TV producer would kill to have happen.
Well, no, I mean, I can't say that, but if you insist, then thank you. But I, as I said, I just think it's in keeping with how this very deceptive and dangerous machine operates, you know. And as long as they've got the media under their control, then this is the mountain that we must continue to climb, you know.
Well, it certainly is. Now, maybe O'Reilly will agree to debate you somewhere, or maybe even agree on his own show to have a moderator in and to have a real debate. I mean, it would be as big as Vice President Gore debating Ross Perot. I guarantee it. I mean, they could definitely sell tickets to this thing, but they are afraid. They want a one-sided, well, just like what we saw with Geraldo Rivera when he was on O'Reilly. I mean, they pulled out every stop, or that other show that they have on in the middle of the night on Fox. I mean, this was the most brutal, savage attempt at character assassination I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was even worse than the first go-around back in March of 06. It's almost like they were sending a message, you know, we warned you back then and now we're going to, you know, we're pulling out all the stops this time, you know. But again, if, you know, 90% of the comments of the reader comments, and of the viewer comments, everybody, at least 90%, they kept saying, look at his document, look at his facts, look at his data, look at his information, stop going after him. So people, you know, are very much aware of this sham tactic, you know.
Well, in the final equation, tens of millions of people conservatively read your letter, read your bullet points, and it has definitely re-energized 9/11 Truth. It was still growing, but not as fast.
Right.
So I commend you. You knew you'd be
Thank you, Charlie.
You knew you'd be attacked for this.
Of course.
Why did you do it in the final equation?
In the final equation, I have to say that that the message I was trying to get out was new president, new investigation. I think that's pretty much it at the end of the day. New president, new investigation, you know.
And as you said in the letter, you voted for Obama. You believe all the things he said he was going to do. Has he kept any of his promises, Charlie?
None that I've observed. If you discover any that were kept, please bring me up to speed, you know.
Believe me, I'd like to find some. Now he's saying Guantanamo is going to stay open and they're going to set up camps here in the U.S. Shifting gears here, because I know you've got to get back on the set. You guys are rehearsing for Two and a Half Men, the top-rated comedy TV show right now. The contest. Now we announced a few weeks ago we're going to have it. Monday is going to be the official date. Charlie is judge, jury, executioner. He is the guy that is going to watch the videos.
Right.
People are going to have 1 month from next Monday. We're going to have a special website that we're building just for this. And I'll have the specific rules that Charlie and I are finalizing in the next few days. But specifically, Charlie, what are you looking for in the winter here?
I'm just looking for the most interesting interpretation of the material. I'm not looking for people to turn it into a song. That might be a little much, but I'm just looking for perhaps the most interesting interpretation, the most passionate interpretation, just something that you and I might not have thought of in imagining what people are going to present, how they're going to construct this thing, how they're going to create it and present it. And again, you know, people don't have to be off book, meaning no scripts in hand, you know, because I mean, I, you know, you and I wrote the damn thing and there's no way you and I could do it memorized. So it is fine with the document in hand if it's just read. But, and again, there's no constraints on race, on sex, on age, on anything. It's all about just whatever two people decide to sit down and bring this thing to life, and however they do it, then the one that strikes me as being the most interesting, that's the one that will award to be the winner.
And there's not only the $13,500 prize, because you want people after taxes to get 10 grand. Very nice of you, Charlie. I was announcing.
Thank you. Thank you.
You bet. I was announcing 10 grand, and then you corrected me during the break. You said, well, make it so they get actually 10 grand after taxes. Second place will get 1,000. Third place will get 500. There's a secret surprise as well that is going to be done with some of the best videos that we're going to just leave as a surprise until later. But this is a contest everybody wants to be involved in. I want to see hundreds and hundreds. I know we're going to see hundreds and hundreds of entries. We've seen hundreds when I have a $1,000 prize.
Right.
In closing, I could paraphrase your idea, but we're doing this obviously so that there are hundreds of viral videos with the 20 bullet points and people can boil down the 15 pages or so. They don't have to read the entire document. Charlie, closing comments on that.
Well, yeah, I'm hoping, because there's been a bit of a lull since the publishing of the document and the launching of the video, I'm hoping that this brings it back to the forefront and floods the internet with all these new videos and all this new energy and really is a slap in the face to Google and what they did, or to YouTube and what they did to that video, you know.
Yeah, they clearly put the brakes on it.
It was obvious. I mean, come on. It was 100,000 views a day. And then suddenly, it just came to a screeching halt. It was a little suspicious, to say the least, you know.
Well, Charlie, I'm going to let you get back to what you're doing. But just to give people a little bit of a hint, this video contest is phase two. And throughout the future, just so people can get a little bit of foreshadowing, we are planning some other interesting things.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. No, this is not. This is a multi-phase project, and phase one complete, phase two is beginning, and phase three will be a big surprise.
And phase two is all about the listeners and the viewers taking action. We're giving you the ball. Run with it. And, again, there's a phase two to phase two. Charlie, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Not at all. Thank you, Alex. I will talk to you soon.
All right. Take care, my friend.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. There goes Charlie Sheen. Yeah, very. This guy has got a new idea, and I'm just going to leave it at that. That is much bigger than even the first. And believe me, now, by the way, I ended up staying up late again last night working on the Gardasil stories and researching what's happening with that. And because we got so many hundreds of entries, I was not going to not watch them all. I finally watched all of them. I bit off more than I can chew. I got behind on judging all of these. Was supposed to announce it a couple of weeks ago, the latest $1,000 contest for your political poster. We've already had the other one and paid out on that, the Obama Joker poster. That had huge international success, thanks to you. But I have judged, and at the end of the show today, I'm going to announce the winners. Tomorrow, I'm going to play the three winning videos. But we're going to get another article out today or tomorrow about it. I just got so far behind. I bit off more than I can chew. I try to do too much. It's like I'm a mule trying to carry up a big bag of rocks on my back up a mountain, and I kind of slid down a little bit. But that's okay because I kicked. You ever seen a mule when it gets mad when it's trying to climb up a hill or something? It gets mad after it falls down and kicks back up the hill. I've done a little bit of cowboying, so I've seen horses and mules and stuff. When they get mad, like let's be honest. I was always in there with a hot shot or dehorning them, and a few times got on a horse, but always got thrown off or hurt. The real cowboys, they'd be in there with these wild steers that had been out on a big ranch for years and never even been vaccinated or dehorned. They were getting ready for sale. And they'd have incredible workhorses and mules, and they'd lasso, one of those cows or bulls and start dragging them in with two horses or one horse. And sometimes that horse would get pulled back, and you'd see that horse get mad and just bustles would pound out, and those horses would just start bucking, dragging a cow twice their size, a bull twice their size, just going wild. Anyways, that's where that analogy comes from of seeing a horse when it gets pissed off. Just amazing. I've seen horses drag cattle through fences, just getting wild. Anyway, side issue. Real cowboying, folks. Not the stuff you see at the rodeos. It's even more vicious. That's why I'll make a documentary about real cowboys. Every time I see a documentary about cowboys, it's some guy lives on some family ranch and wearing a big fancy hat, and sure, he's good with a lasso. But real cowboys are out at 3 a.m. at the bar, drunk as a skunk. Then they're driving 18-wheelers hauling gravel. Then they go out 3-4 days a week with no sleep and getting fist fights with each other and drag cattle around. These people are maniacs. Side issue. I just wish I could go make documentaries about stuff like that, the things I've experienced. It's very macho culture, folks. Very macho. I mean, you'll just be sitting there, when I was like six. I did it when I was 13, 14, 15, and some when I was 16 on the summers. You'd be sitting there. And these guys were so testosterone out. I'm not even going to tell the story. People wouldn't believe it. They wouldn't believe it. Side issue. Some things are just better not told, I think. Actually, people don't believe it anyways. This weird-ass life I've got. I'm now on the White House enemies list. We get Megadeth on. We've woken up, naming their new album off of Endgame, my film. A lot of people were pointing that out. I actually knew behind the scenes it was named after that, but I wanted to let Dave Mustaine say it on air. I was getting these emails. You lying bastard. Megadeth urinates on you. They hate you. And I was like, yeah, right. But look, it's just a little bit of satisfaction here in the face of all this danger to have the White House to be on their enemies list, to see that we're waking up Bruce Willis and Dave Mustaine and Charlie Sheen and Jesse Ventura and Willie Nelson and just countless other people I can't even name here because they want to be private. People say, oh, what's it matter if you're waking up celebrities? That's a gauge of society. And if the celebrities aren't fake right-wingers or fake leftists anymore and they've woken up to the paradigm, that is just a signpost or an indicator or a thermostat showing you the mercury's rising for liberty. And so it's a blessing. I'm very honored to be on the White House enemies list. It's just if I get killed in a carjacking or I get found in a hotel room in a clown suit with heroin needles hanging out of me, I don't dress in clown suits or inject heroin. And I say that because that's the kind of thing they do. They kill you and dress you like a woman, or, you know, or they kill a woman and kill you and throw them in, you know, into a pit. This is the kind of crap. They walk up in a grocery store parking lot and cap you in the back of the head and take your wallet. And if that happens to me, because it says Bill Clinton's involved in this, and he runs hit teams, murder teams. Don't forget the Clinton Chronicles and all of that, the death list. If they do kill me, remember, that is a victory. Not a victory for me. I mean, I don't want it to happen, and I'll never kill myself, and I love life so much it's unbelievable. But in the final equation, it means we're hurting the New World Order. It means we've got power. It means we're affecting change. It means they're scared of us. Man, I walked out on my front porch last night, and there were huge orange and red and pink thunderheads with the sunset hitting them, flashing with lightning. The moon was out. Jupiter was out. It was still daylight, but Jupiter and the moon were out, and it was just so gorgeous. And I could smell the fresh-cut grass and the oak trees, and I just love God. I love creation. I love innocence, and I'm so thankful for the position God's put me in, the great honor of standing against the beast.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. Well, who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
What do you think I'm running?
didn't know you had any feelings. Why, me, I ain't kind. Just not your kind. Why, me, I could be the president of the United States of America. Tell me something. It's still we, the people, right?
Can you put a price on peace? Peace sells, but who's buying? The New World Order, that's who, the eugenicists. As the Gardasil deaths mount, they admit all the poisons and cancer viruses are in the vaccines. Crank it up! Shells, ladies and gentlemen. That is Vintage Megadeth. And we are now on the White House enemies list. There we are. On the list. Just made the cut. 24 of 25. Beat out Michelle Malkin as a greater enemy. Megadeth.com, if you want to get that track and others. The new Megadeth album, Endgame, is out. Going to be making it out to California soon. Get a video interview with Dave Mustaine of Megadeth about the New World Order. We'll be back after this quick break, getting into the Gardasil, the police state, the attack on the dollar, the New World Order, and your calls at 1-800-259-9231. And then Steve Quayle joining us as private merc teams hit the streets in the United States. We'll be right back as we take on the New World Order.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.